know, we on the clock. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
We have the victory.
Hallelujah.
We have the victory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Close our eyes. Lord God, quickly move me into your presence, God.
Hallelujah.
Hide me behind the cross. Cover me, Lord God, as I deliver your message. Lord God, keep me vertical. Lord God, bless your word. Bless our ears and our hearts and our minds. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I have the honor of preaching the sixth word. And I probably need to speak a little quicker since she, you know, Minister Darling. And I got all these papers too. So, but first I just want to thank my pastor.
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah. And really just bow.
Amen.
To all the things that God has done using you in this church.
Amen.
So we just give honor to God right now.
Amen.
Lord God, I give honor to my fellow co-laborers in Christ, for real. They
Amen.
Know they hold me up when I'm crying. and all my family out there. So praise the Lord. I have the honor of preaching the sixth word, which is from John 19:30. And it reads as such. When he had received a drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The title of my message is Our Declaration of Dependence.
Amen.
When Jesus uttered those words, he was declaring the debt owed to his Father was wiped away. And completely and forever. Not that Jesus wiped away any debt that he owed to the Father, but rather he eliminated the debt that mankind owed, the debt of their sins.
Come on.
Hallelujah. This could be termed truly as the true declaration of independence. For all of God's people, because in this moment, he had defeated and broken the power of sin over our lives.
Amen.
That in that cry, he declared that the true spiritual freedom had come to us.
Come on.
It is finished.
Yeah.
That John 3:16 declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe it in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his son into the world to condemn to the world, but that the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I got to hold my mule. He that believeth on him. Come on now. Dependence. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this condemnation, this is the condemnation that light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
Speak the truth.
John 3:16 says, allows me to hear in that moment. It points out the hearts of man. And the evil and darkness that lies in their heart. Often we think about just all regular sin, sexual sin, other things that people know. But what about the ego?
Come on, come on.
What about our own ideologies?
Uh-huh.
We know that Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence back. It was declared and ratified on July the 4th, 76. Thank you. I was going to say 86, but thank you. Amen. By the Continental Congress. Throughout his life, he was intensely interested in theology, religion, and morality. When we read the Declaration of Independence, it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And here he loses. I'm going to tell the truth. Because that is a good declaration if I'm in the world.
Come on.
But God says something else for his people. Amen. Yes, he has declared us to have life. It came before the Declaration of Independence was created. Yeah. It came when Jesus was crucified and he said it was finished.
Amen.
We were already set free. So you can't come and do over what God did. He stated that he declared that we were liberated through his documents. But we know that man has all fault in him. So he's not able to do anything for us. There's no good in him. We know that he said we have the right to pursue happiness. But we know there's no happiness in God. God gives us joy. This has been called, probably to the world, one of the best known sentences in the English language. The passage also is said to represent the moral standard of which the United States should strive. The statement does hold some truth. But scripture tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. So Thomas Jefferson was most confident in his own religion of deism, rational religion, and Unitarianism, which is based on Christianity, but he doesn't believe in the Trinity. He doesn't have any faith. So he can't be writing to our God. Hallelujah. So as I continued to read, I see more of why we truly needed Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Why it truly was finished back then. That everything else that they wrote after was a lie.
Come on.
After watching the hear and hearing that our world right now, after our Constitution and all the Bill of Rights, that we live in a world where over a billion people who have lack of access to clean water. God produced water.
Hallelujah.
There are every 7 seconds a child dies of hunger.
Come on.
God didn't declare that.
Come on.
We see right now that education is denied to many. Yet the ones who are attending public schools in our countries now can't even speak about Jesus Christ.
Come on.
That's not called by God. We see now that they've even introduced homosexuality teachings and the teachings of drag queens to tell story time during library time. This is truly an abomination against God. That's not declared. And this gospel is truly the declaration of our dependence on God. So we thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because it was prophesied about the crucifixion in Psalms 22 by the King David. Before the Romans even took over, and crucifixion wasn't in existence.
Yeah.
But it was declared.
Amen.
That he would die for us.
Come on.
That we would have a right
to
life.
Amen.
And life more abundantly. It is declared in the word of God.
Amen.
It is declared. Hallelujah, that we're dependent on him.
Amen.
That those who would believe, that truly would never die.
Hallelujah.
Said in John 14:3, and I go, hallelujah, and prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I will take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. That is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It is declared by God.
Hallelujah.